Let's turn in God's Word to Romans and chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 21. Romans 10, verses 1 through 21, and beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise: Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. And those are God's words. And there's two truths, major truths, taught in this chapter as the Lord, through Paul, is addressing the big issue of what about the Jews? What about the true? What is true of God's covenant people who are descended from Jacob? And in part, through verse 11, the answer is for them, and it has always been this way, that the unbelieving Jews pursue only a righteousness of the law, but salvation is only found in righteousness by faith in Christ. We see in verse 8, it says, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And so salvation comes by believing the gospel, that is, then he goes on to talk about, that is preached in Jesus Christ. And then the rest of the chapter, the second major truth, that there's no difference when we are speaking of salvation, which is by faith, between the Jews and the Gentiles. You see in verse 12, For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, without qualification, whether Jew or Gentile. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. And yet, the Jews certainly, as Romans already has talked about, the Jews certainly had their advantages, having the word, even under Moses, having the prophets. And yet they took that word and rebelled against the Lord and His word and refused to believe. And so today, again, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or Gentile, you are to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. And the promise here is that you shall be saved. And salvation and being saved encompasses your regeneration, your justification, your adoption, your sanctification, all the way to glory and glorification. And praise the Lord for that. That is guaranteed in Christ. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, You are the merciful God. And we have with Christ, who is our advocate, the righteous one, our mediator, truly our advocate. We're thankful that He pleads for us and lives to make intercession for us. We're thankful that He is our Lord and also our Savior, our King, and our Priest, who is also our Prophet, who speaks and proclaims the Word to us each Lord's Day from Your Word. We're thankful that You are a gracious God to give us of Your Son, Him who is the God-man, perfect in every way, and yet without sin. We praise You for His perfect life and perfect death. We're thankful for His exaltation, even now to the right hand of God the Father, You, Father, which He intercedes for us and reigns as our mediatorial King over all the church, as head of the church, and as King over all the nations, over all creation, powerfully, wisely preserving and governing all of us and all of our actions. We're thankful for our King. We're thankful that He rules for our good, working all things together for our good, those who love You and are called according to Your purpose, Your eternal purposes. We're thankful that You are a God who has eternally loved us, Your elect, those who have believed the gospel truly and have turned from our sins to You in Christ Your Son. You have never not loved us. And how blessed we are to know that You are a God who loves us and continues to love us and will love us forever. Our Father, that ought to move us all the more to turn from our sins, to hate our sin, to hate what You hate, to love what You love. Again, pray for our souls, especially those who are downcast, who are struggling. Remember in Psalm 42 that we would hope in God. Teach our souls to hope in You. Teach our minds to think and remember You. Teach our desires to desire You and Your will, which is Your word. Teach us in our emotions to have the affections of Christ. And Father, we pray that You would forgive us of our many sins. Encourage us in Your Son. Encourage us in our struggles in our souls, but also our bodies. Strengthen us to fight the good fight, to run the race that is set before us, that we would run as to win the victory in Christ your Son. Our Father, we do ask for your help as well. That you would heal the bodies of those struggling. Pray for Dina and her continual health issues, and strength in her feet, but also her energy. We praise you that Chuck's surgery went well, his second surgery, and there doesn't seem to be any infection this time. Praise you for that. And praise you that Phil, as we've been praying for him, is getting better. He's no longer on crutches and walking about. We pray that you would strengthen his bones and muscles. Lord willing, the long life that is ahead of him. And pray that you would also be with the gardeners who are sick today and uphold them and strengthen them. Grant to each of us a greater immune system as we come into the fall and winter months. And pray that you would build us up and strengthen us against sicknesses and diseases and infections. And Father, again, we do pray very plainly for rain. We know that you are the God who provides the rains. You are the God who provides everything for us, and so we do pray, at least for the righteous who remain, that you would rain down upon the earth exactly what is needed. And yet we also understand your judgments and the need for them. And so turn our nation from its sins, turn the church from its sins, and this church as well. And turn us unto you. Our Father, we have great need. A great need for the gospel. A great need for your word. And so give your word to us. Provide ministers for those churches in San Antonio and Houston and Colorado Springs. I ask that you would grant justice to come about in each case. Your righteousness to be declared. That sin would be found out and turned from to Christ. Father, we do pray that you would now help us as we continue worshiping you. That you would grant to us your favor and your mercy, but so too your grace by your Spirit. And pour out your Spirit mightily that we would hear the word from you and turn from our ways to Christ your Son, who is exalted in the passage we will read and hear. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.